This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, every time stock markets get into crazy territory in terms of P.E. ratios and irrational valuation of stocks, the public and the media especially latches on to this idea that, oh, it's different this time. I mean, this is the mantra of delusion, that it's different this time. And they always have some excuse for why it's different this time. Oh, this time we have more computers, or this time we have lower interest rates, or this time we have the social networking technology that's making everything more valuable. Whatever. They've always got a reason why this time is different. And yet, history has proven over and over again that each time is not different, that each time is really just a stupid repetition. Well, a repetition of the stupidity of the investors who are the same suckers as the generation before who bought overvalued, overpriced stocks and thought it was going to keep going up forever. It's no different this time. I mean, I'm recording this in March of 2017. I can tell you without question, I can tell you with 100% certainty that this market that we're looking at right now is massively overvalued, that the bubble's going to burst. It's going to have a major correction slash crash. I can tell you this with 100% certainty for the simple reason that as a scientist, as someone familiar with the fundamentals of math and economics, I can tell you that the laws of mathematics have not changed. The laws of economics are still intact. In the same way that gravity still works, I can toss an apple up into the air, it's going to come back down here on planet Earth. And I can even calculate the acceleration of that gravity upon that apple. Why? Because the laws of gravity still work. They haven't been dismissed or put on hold somehow, nor have the laws of economics. So when you've got P.E. ratios across the entire NASDAQ or Dow Jones that are like 26 plus, and the only other times in history that you've ever seen P.E. ratios like that was right before the dot-com crash or the subprime housing market crash, or maybe the 1929 stock market crash, or the 1989 Tokyo, the Nikkei crash, which, by the way, almost 30 years later is still less than half of what it was during its peak. But when you see those things, when I see those things, being someone who can do math, I say it's obvious. It's obvious that the crash is coming. It's so obvious that you have to be a fool not to see it. But of course, you know, people like me and you, we operate based on evidence. We operate based on real science, real mathematics, real economics, real numbers. That is not what most people operate on. And that's why this hasn't become widespread enough yet in terms of a belief or an acceptance of reality for people to start selling en masse, which would cause the correction to take place. Most people don't operate on reality. Most people operate on social conformity. They believe whatever their peers believe. They accept whatever the mainstream media news tells them to accept. They believe the false narratives of CNBC and the stock market propaganda pushers. They believe whatever they're told. And so as sheeple, they will tend to push bubbles up higher and higher and higher, making the collapse even more devastating when it actually happens. Think about this. It is sheeple and the sheeple mentality that creates bubbles in the first place. If everyone was rational, and they were looking at earnings and valuations, and they were looking at stock prices and making rational investment decisions based on real numbers and real economics, there would never be a bubble, an irrational exuberance bubble. Wouldn't happen. Why do bubbles happen? Because people are irrational, and people are driven by greed, and they want to get on board with what the train is doing, the train wreck about to become. But the popular train, they want to join the bandwagon. They want to do what their friends are doing. They want to do what's popular on TV or what's accepted in pop culture. So they create bubbles by piling on to bad investment decisions. bad, or by bad, I mean irrational purchases or investments in stock assets and valuations that make no sense, and they make the bubbles worse. And then when the bubble finally pops, the devastation is worse because, well, you know, the higher it goes before popping, the more devastating the crash. And so the sheeple are the very people that are harmed by the same crash that they created. They don't realize that by being irrational, they are engaging in a cycle of economic suicide. They're hurting themselves. They think that they're going to get rich because they believe the greed narrative pushed by CNBC and Jim Cramer and all these other, you know, propagandists, Wall Street propagandists, the ratings agencies that are total BS. You know, go watch the movie The Big Short if you want to see some examples of that. But these people are creating their own economic devastation, and yet they're too short-sighted or too driven by greed to see it. And so, of course, in every bubble cycle, it starts with greed and it becomes irrational exuberance and it becomes like crazy, insane, delusional confidence. Everything's going to go up forever. You know, the laws of economics have been suspended. This is the argument that it always comes to this, no matter what bubble and crash we're talking about. And then it hits the fan. And when it hits the fan, you know, the economic devastation is severe and it's intense and the greed turns to panic. You know, fear and then panic and then really desperation. And that's when everybody's offloading at any price their assets, especially the ones where they're over leveraged, where they've been buying on margin, let's say, or they've been purchasing call options and the market moved against them. And now they have a 20-to-1 move leveraging against them. So they got to suddenly come up with 20 times the money that they risked. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that causes massive panic, desperation, sell-offs. And that's what accelerates the downfall of the market. And that day is coming. I'm telling you here right now, as I stand as a being before God, that day is coming and it's coming soon. And people who don't see it coming are living in a state of abject denial that's going to destroy themselves. They contributed to the bubble. They were irrational investors. They were motivated by greed. They didn't listen to common sense. They didn't listen to me. They didn't listen to you. They didn't listen to reason. They went all in for the bubble, and they're going to get all screwed up by the crash. They're going to get hurt so bad. And who are they going to blame? They're going to blame someone else. It's never their fault when the greed doesn't work out. That's the other shocking thing about all of this. When their greed plans fail, they blame someone else. Who are they going to blame? The rich, because now they're poor. You see, they lost the bet. The market moved against them. Now they're wiped out. They're going to blame the rich. Who should they be blaming? Themselves. For being fools. For being suckered into the greed and not using their brains. So my message to you is, don't be a fool. If you're sitting on a bunch of stocks right now in this market of PE ratios 26 plus, in my opinion, and you should do your own math, your own analysis on this, but in my opinion, if it's my money, I'm selling big time, selling everything that's in the market. Everything. Get out while you can. That's my message. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to healthrangerreport.com. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure. to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.